Is Daf Kuf Yud Dalet, so that we got the two lines down. The Gemara says, "Yibayilahu Maoshi Saju bebal chov." Can you do this idea of misajim we spoke of yesterday for bal chov? We said erchin. Erchin, the Pesukim already described the order of when you have to collect someone who makes an erchin, who owes money to Hekdesh, so you have to leave him some food and need things of his need. But do we apply that to the din of bal chov? That was machlokes yesterday. So how do we paskin? So Maoshi Yisadju b'bal chov, if he owes money, do we also do the same hierarchy of what we leave him? So mi gamar micha micha me erchin or lo. So there's a gzeir shava. The Gemara later on is going to say the psukim, but we say micha micha. Do we learn a gzeir shava from erchin and we say we are misadrin for bal chov or lo, or perhaps we don't say this din? So the Gemara says Tashma the shalach rabin beigrasi. Rabin sent over in a letter nigeres. Davar zeh shalti l'chol rabosai. I asked all my rabbim. He had multiple rabbim. I asked all them. Lo amruli davar. No one answered me this question. And davar barim kach. However, kach hayasa shela. But this was another question I had asked. And ha'omer harei alai mana lebedek abayis. The guy says, I'm taking upon myself to give a mana to Beis HaMikdash. Mao shiyasadju. In that case, it's a regular case of hektish, not erchim. Just I dedicate some money to the Beis HaMikdash. Do you apply misajin to hektish? So they say, Rabbi Yaakov mishmei debar pada, Rabbi Yirmiyah mishmei del ilfa. They amri, they hold kavachom rabbi balchov. Yes. Ma balchov shemach zirin a balchov. If I take a mashkam from a person who owes me money, each morning I need to return the machresha to them, and each night I need to return the pajamas to them. So I do machzir for balchov. Yet ein misajin, there is no din of misajin for balchov. So hekte shein machzirin ein odin shein misajin. So in the world of hektish, if I owe money to hektish, if hektish takes a mashkun from me, they don't have to return it back to me each morning and each evening. So there's no machzirin. So kavachomer, there shouldn't be misadrin either for hektish as well. This is what he was answering the question of hektish. But what we can glean from this kavachomer is that they assume balchov, there is ein misadrin for balchov. That's part of this calculation, part of the kavachomer, ein misadrin for balchov. The Gemara finishes this conversation. Rabbi Yochanan, we know Rabbi Yochanan and Ilfa were friends. Remember the Gemara in Tainus, that they're once walking along the way and they've had no money, they had no food. And they're sitting down, they're ready to go to work, and then Rav Yochanan heard some talking, and the Malach or Shade said, these people, we see they're leaving Olam Emes and they're going to Olam Hazeh, they're getting involved in Gashmis, let's push this wall, it's a very weak wall, they're going to push it over. And Rav Yochanan says to Ilfa, did you hear something? Ilfa says, no, I didn't hear anything. Rav Yochanan heard it. Rav Yochanan realized that this was his opportunity of a good mazel. So he left and went to become Rosh Hashiva, and Ilfa went to work. And then Ilfa got a chalishas hadas because his friend Rabbi Yochanan, he says, had I not gone to work, I would have been the Rosh Hashiva over Rabbi Yochanan. And he climbed to the top of a boat and he said, anybody who is going to test me, you can't find any statement of Rabbi Chiya. I could find the source in the Mishnah. I'll jump off the top. And he was tested and he got the answer. So either way, Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan were friends and bar plugtas. So Ilfa was the first opinion. Ilfa says, there is no din of misajin for hektish because we learned it from a kavachomer from Balchov. But Rabbi Yochanan Amar, neder be'erkecha ksiv. Neder is a lashon of hektish. So it's connecting neder to erchin. Ma erchin misajin, just like erchin. Everyone agrees, it's pasuk. There is misajin for erchin. So af, so too hektish, misajin. So too, the world of hektish, you would be misader. So if Bezdin, rather the Beis HaMikdash, or I guess the Gizbar, would take money, I dedicate a certain money to Hektish, they would be Masadah, they would leave certain things for me, just like for Erchin. So that's Machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Ilfa. Idach, now what does the other one do? Ha, so what does Ilfa do with the Pasuk, the connection of Neder to Erkecha? What's the connection of Hektish to Erchin? What does he learn from it? So he says, Idach hahu linidon b'chvodahu dasa, is to judge him in honor. We'll see what that means in just a moment. Ma'erchin nidon b'chvodo af hektesh nidon b'chvodo. Ilfa says, we learn from the connection of erchin to hektesh, not the din of misajin. We learn another concept of nidon b'chvodo. What does nidon b'chvodo mean? So he's look at Rashi. Rashi on halfway down the page. Hahu linidon b'chvodo hekesh neder la'erchin la'achiyasa. The connection is teaching us the following. Shim amar demei levi. Oh, Roshi, the guy says, the value of my heart or my brain, oh, kivedi, or my liver, alai, nosin de mekula. If I say I'm dedicating the value of my brain or my heart, my liver, to the Beis HaMikdash, that's as if you're saying your entire body, because your body cannot function with either without any of those organs. The guy says his arm, which is not a vital organ. So then you could evaluate how much that hand is. You don't view the entire body. So lahu milsa itzrich lemigmar neder me'erchin. That's what we're learning from the hekesh of neder to erchin. Meaning what? Because gavi erchin ksive erkecha nefashos, the nefesh. What does that mean? Im amar erich aver shenashamat tluya bo alai no sin to make kulo. We learn from the pasuk erichin if a person says a particular organ that the entire nefesh is tali on, so we have to evaluate the entire body. So too for hektesh the same halacha applies. But vim amar erich yodai alai lo amar klum shen erich kasev el lenefesh. When you say erichin, it only works on an organ that is vital. If it works on a finger, an arm, or a leg, which is not vital, so then it's not part of the nefesh, erichin won't be included. So that's what the word means, says Rashi, nidon b'chvodo, that phrase means, ha'ever nidon l'fichvodo, the limb is going to be assessed based on the honor it gives the body. Shim ha'neshama tuluya bo, nosin demei kulo. If the body, the life, depends on that organ, so then he has to take the entire deme. But if not, so then he doesn't have to. So that's the machlokas. But what we glean from this discussion is that according to Ilfa, the assumption was that ein misajin lebalchov, and that seems to be the answer. Ein misajin lebalchov. That's the answer. Gemara now says v'yisadju bebalchov kalvachomer mimerchin. Well, why? We should really invoke a kalvachomer and say that there should be misajin for balchov. We should go in order of leaving certain basic elements for the balchov. How? Why? What's the kalvachomer from erichin? Ma erichin she'ein machzirin yet misajin erichin. We don't return a mashkun. If you take the mashkun from the guy who owes, and yet you are misader, so then a balchov that we are machzirin. We do return the mashkun each evening and each morning. So certainly, we're always looking to help out the individual. We return the mashkon each morning and each evening. So certainly, you should be mesader and leave certain bare elements, basic elements, for the individual. Amar says, no. You're right, the kavachomer is very nice, but Amar Kra, there's a pasuk that says, that precludes this kavachomer, which says, im machu me'erkecha. If he's poor, what's the word who doing? Only a person who knows erichin is subject to the halachas of misajin, but anyone else, such as a balchov, does not get the halachas of misajin. V'idach, what about the other opinion? The one who holds that there is misajin for balchov, what does he learn from the word who? Hai ad sheyehe b'makoso mitchilas v'atzofa. Makoso is lashon of mach. Ein mach ela ani, someone who's poor. So the halachas of the poor has to be for the poor from the beginning to the end. Look what Rashi explains here. Rashi says here, v'idach, it's the last narrow word on the page, last narrow line rather. Is that the one we want? No. Where's that line we want here? Yeah, you see the rather two wide lines down in Rashi. Hai hu, dichsiv be'erchin darish lei achi heim b'machuso mitchilas avat sofa. This individual has to be poor from beginning to end. She'im herich asma ani, if he did the erchin on himself when he was an ani, then v'heshir, then he became wealthy. Kodim she'erichu kohen, before the kohen assessed his age and his value and his worth, eino nidon ba'asagas yad elanosin erich asher. So it doesn't go based on when he said a statement, his worth. It goes based on the kohen valued his worth. So if he was an ani when he said the initial erichin, and then he became an usher, and the kohen came when he was an usher, you go based on the status of when he was an usher. So the only way to get the het of hasagas yad, I'm not going through the various halachas, but psukim speak about someone who's poor, pays a lesser amount, he has to be mahu b'tchilaso ad sofo, who the entire time has to be poor. But if he changes his worth in between, so then he does not get the kula of hasagas yad. And that's what's being used, learned from the word who. But again, the previous opinion felt that who says only the erichin, only who gets misajin, as opposed to the balchov does not get the halachas of misajin. So this is the machlokas. Again, it's not so clear what the maisa is, whether misajin a misajin le balchov. That's what's coming out of this sugya. Now the Gemara brings one of my most favorite Gemaras here in Bava Metzia, the discussion with Eliyahu HaNavi. Ashik chay rabba baravua l'Eliyahu. One time Rabba had encountered Eliyahu HaNavi in the base Kfar She'ovdei Kachovim, a non-Jewish cemetery. Okay, interesting why he was there. There could be a few reasons why he was there. The Gemara in Tainus tells us that a person is for Tainus and for Tfilah, you should go to a base Kfaros. it's a place of tefillah, and the Gemara says, what's the reason for this? Either it's because the tzaddikim that are there, or it's because of it's a humbling experience. What's the nafkamina? So Gemara in Taina says, because the kivrei akum is a nafkamina. It's humbling, but there's not kivrei tzaddikim. So I don't know if that's why. I'm just thinking of other cases we have people going to kivrei akum. So either way, so they said, maybe he's in kivrei akum, he's at Deva Tainus, and he's fasting, he's going for an humbling experience. So either way, he encounters Eliyahu HaNavi here in the base kfaros of Akum. And Amrulai, so he asked Eliyahu HaNavi, Mao shi yisadju balchov? What's the halacha? Are we applying the din of misadjun to balchov or not? So Amrulai, he says, Gamar micha micha me'erchen. We have a gezer shava. That's a masora. Gavi erchen ksiv vim machu merkacha. That's a pasuk that says the word mach by erchen. And gavi balchov ksiv chi yamuch achicha. So we have a gezer shava. So Eliyahu HaNavi paskins a shayla for us. It's a gzeir shava that we do apply the din of misadrin to Baal Chov. Now the problem is here, we have a halacha, lo b'shemayimi, the Gemara says several places. How can you learn from Eliyahu HaNavi? He's considered a malach. So there are a few Gemaras we learn from Eliyahu HaNavi. Another one is the Gemara in Shabbos says that wants to know whether you're allowed to use fishkin to write tefillin on. And the Gemara says, unclear whether there's zuma, whether it's considered disgusting or not. And the Gemara says, when Eliyahu HaNavi comes, he's going to tell us the answer. How could that be? Lo b'shemayimi. So the answer that they typically give is that when it comes to, well, this one actually doesn't apply to the answer I was going to give. One answer is they says, when it comes to metzias, we can ask Eliyahu HaNavi. That's not a question of halacha, that's a metzias. Whether fishkin has zuhumar, now that's a metzias issue. This case is not a metzias question. This is actually how we paskin. So that won't answer this question. So some say, the Chassam Sofer is famous for writing, that Eliyahu HaNavi comes in two different forms. He comes as a malach, sometimes like at a bris milah, and sometimes he comes as a person. Like all the time he encounters individuals, like Rabbi Bar, who's this? Rabbi Bar Avua. He comes as a person, what?
I said like every Kabbalah story.
Ah, okay, so he comes as a person. So either way, so he comes as a person, as an Adam, he then becomes a regular Talmud Chacham, and you could trust his psak. Only when he comes as a malach, is he coming as a b'shemayimi, then we don't trust his psak. That's the answer to Chassam Sofer.
Also here, it's not a real machlokas yet. I think that usually the b'shemayimi is when you have two people arguing and Eliyahu holds like someone.
Interesting.
Right? I mean, it's you say, okay, you know what, why should we listen to him if the other guy also has a good guy?
By running the halacha, he's not asking.
But here uh-huh. it's not trying to be machriya b'neya.
I hear that. We're not sure what Shmuel said.
Right.
Okay, I hear.
It's not very clear what Shmuel said.
I didn't see the answer, but that could be also. Could
How
be.
How is this different from a teiku?
How is it different than a teiku?
It's the same, but
the
same
idea.
Yeah,
we have it here.
Yeah,
we have it
here. This is right.
Yeah,
Tishpi Yitaritz Kushias, right? So that's the same question. They ask the same question. How could it be? So some saying light of that teiku doesn't mean Tishpi. It really means that teiku. It's kai. It stands as is, as a suffix forever.
Until when he comes to me, it's usually the person.
That's why
we're practicing. Okay. Fine. So then the Gemara continues on his conversations here. So, top of Kuf Yudal Amabez, I mean, 9 La'arim Shlo Yitrum. How do you know that a person who's not dressed properly is able to do Tshuma? Dichsiv Lo Yural B'cha Erves Davar. Because you're an Erva, you can't, when you're saying Davar Shukadush, you can't say, you can't be naked. So, what do you mean? He's Tshuma, what's a Davar Shukadush when you separate Tshuma? So, look at Tosas on the bottom here, all the way in the bottom here. There's 3 Tosas, we're going to do all 3 of them, but first we'll do Minayin. Minayin la'arim shlo yitrum. How do you know that a person who's not dressed can do truma? Havale lemeimar. The question really should have been minayin shlo yivarich the b'shas shetorim menu eino asel b'shas abracha. The answer is only saying the bracha of being mafresh truma. Taking truma is not davar shebekedusha. It's a mitzvah, but there's no davar shebekedusha. You're saying not saying Hashem's name. The shar brachas asel yivarich kishu arim. That should be the question. How do you know you can't say bracha as arim? Ela nakat hachi mishum de mishmishna hi arim lo yitrum. The Mishnah says that you can't take a chuma when you're naked. So since we have a Mishnah, so they want to know what's the source of that Mishnah. But the reason that Mishnah is really not because of the hafrashas chuma. The reason is because you say a bracha when you do hafrashas chuma. That's the real concern. Rashi says the same idea. So again, minayin le'arim shel yitrom, dechsiv lo'ir elecha b'cha ervas davar. So Amar Leh, so now after Eliyahu Navi asks this question. Rabbi asks a very important question to Eliyahu Navi. Amar Leh, Lav Kohen Hu? Aren't you a Kohen? We know that your neshama comes from... Exactly. So he says, my time of Kohen Bar, Beis HaKvaros, what are you doing here? So Amar Leh, Eliyahu says to him, Lo Masni Mar Taros, certainly you didn't learn the Seda Taros. The Tani, the Brisa says, that Rabbi Shimon Yochai Omer, Kivrein Shalob De Kochavim Ein Metamim. The Beis HaKvaros of Agar is not Metame, Shenemar, is actually brought down Shulchan Aruch, were machmir, but really midiraisa, it seems that there should not be any tumah in the kivrei over the kachavim. How does he know? Shenamar, the pasuk says in Yecheskel, ve'atein sonit son marisi adam atem. Right, if the context is adam, you are adam. Jews are adam. Atem krim adam, ve'ein ovde kachavim krim adam. So we are called adam, but we are not called adam. And look at Rashi just to finish the statement. Rashi two narrow lines down says ein matamin de gave oel ksiv in parshas chukas. It says adam. Adam ki amos ba'ol. Only a person who dies creates tumas oel. Only atem below ov de kochavim. So you clearly didn't learn the Seder Taros, he says. So Amar Lei, so Arab in defense of himself, ba'arba lo matzina, meshisa matzina. He says, I couldn't even get through four Siddharm. Now you're putting pressure to finish six Siddharm? I don't have time to learn all this stuff, he says to Eliyahu Navi. So another interesting Rashi, which is why I love this Gemara as well. Rashi writes, Barba lo matzina. Which four was he able to almost not even get to, but he wanted to really learn? Which four? Begir sedar ba sedarim kigon moed yeshuos nashim shein nahagas bizmanazeh. So moed, he's explained that each of the four sedarim are halach lamaisa. Moed, of course, is very halach lamaisa. Nashim is nahagas bizmanazeh ki bizman habayis. He also learned nashim. And kudshim nami, kudshim isn't relevant. The base of Mikdash wasn't built. It was destroyed at his time. Because the Gemara tells him, Nachos, b'chol makom mukter mugash l'shmi, v'arminen elu tamidei chachamim ha'oskin behilchos avodah b'chol makom, wherever they learn, ma'ala l'avakasa, the Gemara says, kilu makriven osam b'beis ha'migdash. When you learn kudshim, it's kilu you're being makriv kudshim. So that's the third Seder. That's Moe, Nashim, and...
Taros.
Exactly, because in Chutz La'aretz there's no Zerayim, and Taros is Atzarech, so you learn those two. And so Rashi says, B'shisa matina b'tmiya, you expect me to do six? Zerayim, what? Brachos, but not the whole Seder though. Zerayim ain't no heg b'chutz La'aretz, v'chein Taros. Now if you look in the Yushalmi, we don't have Kudshim in Yushalmi, but we do have Zerayim. The Zerayim is no egg in Eretz Yisrael, that makes sense, but why isn't Kudshim? If you look throughout Yushalmi never mentioned this line. When one learns Kudshim, it's Kili or Makiv. They don't have that concept in the Kudshim. So it was also only theoretical in the world of the Yushalmi. That's why there is no Kudshim. Yushalmi is a very halacha type of sefer, lemaisa. So that's why a Mishnah in Yushalmi is called a halacha, if you look inside. It's halacha based. There's a lot of sources for this. So either way, so he wasn't able to get through four Siddharm. You expect me to learn six Siddharm? So he says, Amar Lei, Amai. Why can't you learn six Siddharm? What's the problem? So I'm like, Dechikil Amilsa. I need to make Parnasa. I barely have food on the table for my family. So Dibri V'Ayuli L'Gan Eden to Eliyahu Navi schleps Rabba to Gan Eden. And Amar Lei, Pashik Limech, take off your shirt. And Sapi, and Shaka Mahani Tarfe, Sapa Shakel. So put everything in the, take your shirt and use it as a bag and stuff whatever you can get in Gan Eden for the next few seconds. It's like a supermarket sweep, I think it was called, right? You just take everything off the cart and to put in the grocery. Okay, so he's trying to get everything he can. And then Kiyava Nafik, when he's about to leave, Shama the Kamer, he heard a voice, Man ka'achal alma k'rabba baravua. Who's eating in this world like Rabba Baravua? So Nafik, he got very scared, and Shadin, he threw everything out, and he dropped everything. So he walked away with nothing. But Afilu Hachi, still nonetheless, Aisei Leglime, he took that shirt, which now had absorbed, Sachet, absorbed Glima Recha, the smell of Gan Eden, and he was able to Zavne Betracer Alfa Dinar, sell for a very large sum of money, and Palgina Lechazvanase, and what he did was, he divided amongst his son-in-laws. So why didn't he give it to his own children? So Mestama, he had sons also, the Mefarshim say. So he didn't want to benefit from his Yerushim, any of this. He didn't want to be involved at all with Gan Eden because he heard that voice. Some say because he didn't want to be involved and get Hana from Mais and Nisim, the Marisha says. The Gemara Tanya says, you can't get Hana from Mais and Nisim. But he gave it to his sons-in-law. That he was okay with. His sons-in-law is fine. He's one of the in-law Gemaras I always point to. Son-in-law, you could take Hana, but I'm...
yeah.
Fine. So look at Tosas on the bottom here. Tosas writes, Amar Lei Lav Kohen. So Tema Lari, re-asks the question, if it's really true that Eliyahu Navi is a Kohen, Heyach Hichye B'na Shel Almana, how is he able to bring back to life the Almana, Shkeven Shekohen Haya? Dichsev Ha'ismo Did Ha'al that he died, he went to the attic, he lied down, he performed the CPR, and brought back to life. Isn't that Ohel Tumas Meis? V'yishloma Shehaya Baru Lo, he knew for sure he was going to bring it back to life. Pikuach nefesh could override any iser of the big three. So he knew he was dead, but he knew he'd bring him back to life. So because of that,
rely on this.
Ah, okay. Very good. So they say, wait a second, Tosfos is very shver here, because the Gemara says even Suffolk.
Suffolk is dead, right? No, so before they call the code, they'll walk out. I have a very close friend who's.
But they say here, even for Suffolk Pikuach Nefesh, he was sure, but even a Suffolk Pikuach Nefesh, a Kohen's allowed to violate Nisr, just as a possibility of saving someone's life. There are a whole list of other answers that are given here. The Radbaz, if I remember correctly, Radbaz has like 8 answers. One of the answers he says is that Eliyahu Navi wasn't really a Kohen. Yeah, wasn't he Pinchas? He says he had the Neshama of Pinchas, but what does it mean, Beguf, he was a Kohen? He was just Neshama of Pinchas. So he wasn't necessarily a Kohen. That's what he explains here. Which Yosef proves from there, that when it comes to Gilgulim and Neshama's transferring, it does not have to go to the same type. It could go from a Kohen to a Levi or to Yisrael. That's one of the many answers that he gives. I don't remember any of the other answers, though. But, okay. Fine. Let's go weiter now. Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, the Braisa says, Im ish ani hu lo tishkav bavoto. So if he's an ani, so you shouldn't sleep with his mashkon, you should return back to him whenever he needs it. So ha ashia shachav. But if the guy is a wealthy person, it's referring to the malviv, the bank is a wealthy person, so he is able to keep it overnight. Who cares the status of the malva, whether he's wealthy or not? It's the lova whose property this is. So Gemara quickly says, my kamer, what's this Braisa saying? So Amar Rav Sheshis hachi kamer. Im ish ani hu lo tishkav vavoto etzlecha. If the guy who owes money is an ani, don't keep it with yourself and don't go to sleep and keep his pajamas. But ha'asher, if he's a wealthy person who owes you money, then shachav avid etzlecha. Then you're allowed to keep it. You don't have to return it if he's an asher. Only if the guy who owes you money is an ani and really needs it do you have to return it. But then there is no mitzvah if he's an asher and doesn't need it. Tanur Branim, the Braisa brings another, the Gemara brings another Braisa here. Amalves Chavero, Inu Rashai LeMashkano. A person who lends money to a person is not allowed to be Mashkano, which we said he can't go into the guy's house and take out a Mashkon. Veino Chayv LeHachzer Lo, he also isn't required to return it back. And we'll have to, this Gemara doesn't, the Braisa doesn't make much sense. He can't go into the guy's house, but someone else, if he brings him the Mashkon, he could take the Mashkon. But he also doesn't have to return the Mashkon, which is clearly against the Torah. Of course you have to return the Mashkon. And the Braisa then says, "Over bechol hashemos halal." He also violates all the various yisurim that the psukim speak of. The Gemara Rashi lists 3 psukim here. So, my kamar, what's this Braisa saying? So, Amar Rav Sheshis explains hachi kamar. Hamalves chaverinu rashai lemashkano. A guy, a bank, is not allowed to go into the guy's house and take a mashkon away. V'mashkano, but if the lova gives him the mashkon, so then there's a chayv lahachzirlo. Then you have to return the mashkon each morning and each evening as he needs. Va'over b'chol Hashem asalol, and you violate the iser. Why are you violating the iser? You're giving the mashkon back. A sefer, it's going on the sefer. What's the sefer? But im lo hichzir, if you don't return the mashkon like you're supposed to, then you violate all the 3 isur mentioned in the Torah. That's Rav Sheshis' understanding of this very unclear brisa. Rava Amar Rava takes another approach. Hachikama, the way the brisa should be read is hamalves chaveru eino reshai l'mashkano. You cannot go into his house and take the mashkon. In Mishkano, if you do, Chayv Hachzalo, you have to return it. You can't go into his house and take it. But Med Dvar Mamurin, when is this all true? Shemashkano Shlobashas Halvaaso. When you did not establish a Mashkon, the time you lent him the money initially, Aval Mashkano Bishas Halvaaso, Eino Chayv Lahachzir. But if you took a Mashkon initially, the Shas Halva, then there is no Chiv to return it each morning, each evening. This is the Chiddush, first time that we're seeing this. Because up until now, we said you always have to return the mashkon. The Gemara is now being mechadish. It depends when the mashkon was given. If it was given b'shas halva, then all the requirements of returning doesn't apply. Only if it was taken afterwards as a form of collection, then you have to return it each time. Why? What's the difference? So then look at Rashi. Rashi says it's around 8 narrow lines down. He says, Ein echayv lahachzir. If the pasuk is referring to a case where you're a chovel, where you took it after the loan, implying if you took the mashkon b'shas halvaso, then all the halachas returning back does not apply. And then the Gemara concludes here, and when it says v'over b'chol hashemos, when he violates the iser, it's referring to halalu areisha, referring to the reisha, which is what? When you go into the guy's house and take it when you weren't supposed to, that would be a violation of those 3 iser. Okay. Rashi actually says here, Aresh is referring to a different case. I'm sorry. A mashkon shelo b'shas halvaso. A guy who took a mashkon not during the halva, but he took it at a later point, and lo hichzir lo, and you don't return it like you're supposed to, that's when you're over b'chol hashemos. Hello, that's when you violate this. So let's go a little further now. Gemara quotes a brisa, Tani Rav Shizvi, Kame Dirava, Adbo Hashemesh, Tishi Venulo. So this is referring to this one of the psukim that we've been mentioning before, that before the sun rises, you should turn the object to him. And then Zu Ksislaila, it's referring to Ksislaila, until the sun sets, it's referring to give him his pajamas before the sun sets. Then the pasuk says, Hashav Tashiv Lo Esa Avot Kiva Shemesh, as the sun comes up, return it back to him. That's referring to Ksus Yo, his suit. So Amalei Diyamama Bilalaila Lamali. So the way the Gemara's understand this really is that Kiva Shemesh really refers to the nighttime. When the sun comes, it means it comes down. So right now, the way we're reading this is, you give him his pajamas during the day, and you give him a suit at nighttime. We need the suits during the night, and the pajamas during the daytime. So the Gemara asks, so again, Amar Lei, Di Yom Mama Balayla Lamli, and Delayla Bi Yom Mama Lamli. What's the need? So Amar Lei, Isme, so they kind of, I guess, the Rashi said they erased this price, so the price was incorrect. And Amar Lei, Lo, no, you don't erase the price, just reread the price, and Hachikama, read it as, Ad Ba Shemesh, Tishivenulo, Zuk Tzuzyom, Shnitla Lachvol, Balayla. Until the sun come, so you could return his day clothing, his suit, you give it to him that you had taken from him the previous night.
You have that much time.
What?
That's a lot of time.
That's a lot of time if you're able to take it. Right. And Hashav Teshiv Lo, as Ha'avot, Kuvah Shemesh, Zuk Tzuz Laila, Shinilachavayam. This is referring to the night clothing, his pajamas that you were allowed to take during the period of the daytime. Okay, so I think we'll stop here. Pick up tomorrow. Tani, welcome back.